Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with the men down under. I guess we can't talk about it enough. We had a lot of fun last night on a school night at Spyglass Winery.
We did indeed.
Chicago, very good.
They were excellent. It was super fun. Crowd was great.
Yes, the crowd.
The crowd was great.
You guys in Central PA, you're just amazing. You know, it was a school night for a lot of people.
It was a school night for a lot of people.
But we weren't acting that way, and neither were they.
No, everybody was in it to win it.
Yeah, people were yelling at us and screaming, come here, come over here. You want to try a soupy?
I did try a soupy, and it was delicious.
Okay, yeah. You need a drink, Morgan? No, if I took a drink from every tent that invited me over, I wouldn't be standing here right now. But
no.
What a great venue. And as Tom Webb says every time he gets on stage before a big show, welcome to my backyard.
Yes, he does.
It's
his backyard.
Yeah, or he'll say something like, who would have thunk Chicago would be performing in the middle of nowhere? Like, he's okay with saying the middle of nowhere. And really, you know, given the different traffic patterns for an event out there,
yes,
you really are in the middle of nowhere, because there are a lot of people that if you walked up to them in the street today and said, where's Route 890? They'd be like, oh.
Well, you drove on it last night, yeah, to get to Spyglass.
They know 61.
And then Plum Creek Road.
There you go. And then you take 890 and then you're on Plum Creek Road and you're driving like through cornfields, and then you find Spyglass Winery. It's just a great venue, a great show. People didn't even care that there wasn't an opening band.
No, everybody was just hanging out.
Yep.
Seriously, it was great.
It was really neat.
Chatting, catching up, excited to be out and about on a Tuesday.
On a school night, like we say.
Right?
And, you know, we were told that Chicago would hit the stage somewhere between 7:30 and 8, and they walked out on stage right at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it was perfect.
And those two very long sets and the little break there in between, it was really cool. I really enjoyed seeing older people getting up and dancing.
Same.
That was so neat.
People were slow dancing and then just like jamming in their seats.
Yeah, like a Woodstock kind of dance.
Yeah, it was great.
Some of that horn section stuff. It was really neat. If you haven't gone to Spyglass yet, you have to. Big show coming up on Friday. We've got the tickets this morning to give away, our VIP tickets.
That's right. Molly Hatchet and the Marshall Tucker Band will be there. That's going to be a great one, too.
Chance for you to be a VIP if you missed out on Chicago. Great food by On a Roll. Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Beverages. Shout out to our personal bartender.
Gail.
Gail.
What's up, Gail?
Gail, you are the best. That's all we're going to say there. Our MVP Spyglass employee, Gail, who takes care of our VIPs with beer and wine. So Friday's your next chance to party. We'll give you a chance to win the tickets coming up. And
thank goodness there are 2 days in between to recover.
Could we use the word recover? I guess, yeah. Recover?
No, we're just going to keep on rolling. We're going to roll right through.
94KX, who's on the Ford fun line?
Is Laura speaking? Can she talk at all or not?
Yeah, she's all right. Why, what's
good
up?
Good morning.
Can I talk to her, please?
Hi, good morning.
I'll tell you one thing. That concert was great, but meeting you is the greatest thing in the world.
Well, now.
Thank you.
Hey, now. Hoorah. Hoorah, Charlie.
Yeah. You remember me, huh?
Remember me? Yes. How's it going, Charlie?
Good, honey. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Hey, look, I'm just going to...
I'm on the mountain right now, and I'm thinking a lot about you, because you were gorgeous last night.
I say, I'm just going to step out of the room and let you guys just talk, okay? What the hell is this, the dating game? Come on!
Thanks a lot.
All right. Have a good one, man.
It was a little tough getting up today, but it was worth it.
Yes, it was.
It was a good time.
It was a great time.
You have a wonderful Wednesday.
See you now.
Yes. You coming up and play golf with me?
Me?
Tom will be that one.
Okay.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with late night TV.
This is very exciting. We're just one day away from the very first Democratic presidential debate, and it's right here on NBC. You know it's on NBC because this is the sound they play anytime a candidate keeps talking past their time.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is next. Sports and AccuWeather. Matt the news guy will be Matt the sports guy as well.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, always fun to do the sports, too.
Rob, mm-hmm. the Sports Center needed the day off because he was at the concert last night.
He partied too hard, man.
Yeah, he did. Did you see what he put earplugs in?
Yeah, I don't blame him.
He wasn't at a NASCAR race.
Wasn't that loud last night?
It was loud.
It wasn't that loud.
It looked like a good time from a couple of Facebook Lives I saw on the Eagle and KX Facebook.
It was super fun. I think he was smart for bringing earplugs because my ears were ringing for about an hour after I got home.
Well, I'm half deaf, so my ears weren't ringing at all.
Well, I'm trying to prevent becoming half deaf. Okay. So Rob Center was smart.
So is that the secret? When you're in radio, you wear earplugs to concerts. That's going to save your ears.
And you should also listen to your headphones at an actual, like, hearable level.
Like a normal,
level. Matt? What are you trying to say, Matt?
That every day you're doing damage to your hearing that's already damaged.
We'll just leave it at that.
Okay. But it is already damaged.
Exactly.
So I need a louder volume than others.
Yes.
You see? So my damage is done.
I'm trying to prevent damage.
I did not wear earplugs at the Chicago concert last night, but I did do this to a lot of people. What?
Yeah.
Say it, Dan!
It's true. I think I screamed in your ear about three or four times.
And then you get really loud, and then your voice gets really raspy.
You guys don't sound too hoarse, though.
No, we're doing all
right. I tend to get a little bit. That's just me, naturally.
Yeah.
And then my mom yells at me not to clear my throat and don't whisper.
Let me clear my throat. Great time had by all. Can't talk about it enough, but we have to move on because some of you weren't there. So news, sports, and AccuWeather's coming up. I don't quite understand this debate thing. 10 people qualified, and then 10 more qualified. Democratic presidential, and I like talking politics, so it's not like that. But and then you had to have so many donations from somebody. I didn't know we had rules. I thought anybody could debate anybody.
I thought so too.
Yeah,
but
I kind of thought it was almost like not open mic, but that if you were
open mic night,
right? Open mic night. No, I kind of thought if you became a candidate and wanted to participate in the debate,
you could.
But now they're putting parameters around it, and I don't necessarily understand the
probably
parameters.
Because there's too many candidates. I don't know.
That was gonna be my guess. They're trying to probably narrow the field, but that's just pure
speculation.
Someone
needs to make like an Oprah GIF where it's like, and you get to be a candidate, and you get to be a candidate.
94KX, the Bad Lease in the 90s. There's a memory for you. The Fear of Falling at 6:44. Tom and Laura in the morning. A lot of kids heading off to college soon.
Yes.
For the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to a couple people at Spyglass last night. They're talking about their kids and how they grew up, and they're off to college now, and time flies. And I said, yeah, my kids are long out of college. But it got me thinking, because everybody always mentions money as soon as they mention college.
Sure.
Like parents, especially.
Absolutely.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go broke. Co-signing for all those student loans. I said, yeah, I'm there. I got 3 kids, and only 2 of them are paying their loans. But then I bump into this article today that I don't know how to approach this.
Okay.
But it's the majors, the college majors that you might want to reconsider.
Ooh, should I take a couple guesses? Philosophy.
Yeah. It's like,
is that on there?
Where do you end up working when you graduate with a degree in philosophy? Anyway, a new survey asked people which college majors they regretted the most.
Oh, okay.
As in, they were that major. Number one, humanity majors, which include history, languages, English, philosophy.
There it is.
And religion. Oh.
Unless you're going to seminary.
And unless you're going to work in an embassy, you need that foreign language. But other than that, if you're a foreign language major and you end up working at the...
That makes me sad, though.
McDonald's.
We don't put enough emphasis on the importance of foreign languages in this country. Seriously. It makes me sad.
We've talked about this before.
I think
Spanish should be mandatory.
Multiple languages should be mandatory from kindergarten on up.
Yes, because children learn quicker.
When
As
they're
we
younger,
get older, we learn slower.
Their brains are like sponges.
You better believe it. Okay, number two, physical and life science majors, like astronomy, chemistry, and biology.
Okay, well, we'd need chemists and biologists.
Because that leads to pre-med.
It does indeed.
Okay, so I don't think that's a wasted major.
No, me neither.
I don't think at all, but astronomy, it's not going to change, really.
We need astronauts, though, so...
Yeah, but all astronauts aren't astronomy majors.
No, they're actually normally...
They're like the physics majors.
Physics majors, yes.
Yeah. Number three, social science majors, including economics...
Political science.
Political science, psychology, and sociology. One of my daughters is a psychology major, and I'm afraid to talk to her sometimes because
she'll start analyzing
you. She just
you.
Looks at you across the table like, yeah, my dad's a nutbag. You know, I kind of think so. But I guess we still need these majors. But
of course we do.
Poli sci, though? Do we really learn anything from our mistakes? I don't know. It's
let's not go
political
there.
Political science, yeah. Okay. So, number four, education majors. Where? Why would that be a wasted major? We still need teachers, right?
I mean, yes.
I don't like that.
And again,
number four.
Shout out to all my teacher friends. Yeah. I feel like we don't place enough importance on those particular jobs.
I'm with you. And finally, number five in the most regretted majors, communications.
There it is. I knew it was going to be on there.
That was one of my two majors.
What was your other?
English literature.
I thought you were going to say like fraternity boozing.
That was a minor.
Okay, yeah. I figured as much.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
What you doing with the electrical tape over there?
I've spent the better part of the last few minutes inventing, creating, if you will, a Band-Aid. I can't find a damn Band-Aid in this building. We have five radio stations, and we have enough power in this building and enough equipment to rule the world.
I have a first aid kit in my car.
Why didn't you... Matt.
You just told him that now?
Well, I wanted to watch him struggle a little bit. Is that it?
You are such a nice person.
I know.
I couldn't even find a tissue, so I tore up a wad of paper towel.
I see that.
And I put it on my cut finger, and then I used electrical tape. So look at
that's
this.
That's not bad, though. That's well done.
Hey, I mean, it is.
That's
work
what
on
Boy
your
Scouts
part.
Do.
That's exactly right.
He MacGyvered a Band-Aid, basically. You MacGyvered a Band-Aid this morning.
I'd rather be MacGyver.
How did you cut your finger, though?
I don't know.
Was it on the birthday wheel again?
You know, it might have been.
Possible.
Could have been.
We have a birthday wheel, friends. If you ever see us broadcasting live, it's a chance for you to win $100, and it's a chance for you to see a radio announcer lose a finger. It's great.
Yes.
We've all been cut by it, or break his or her back lifting the thing.
Yeah,
we've all been cut by it at least once or twice.
But I don't know. I
don't know why. It's sharp.
I noticed I had a cut on my finger, perhaps from Hawson equipment last night.
Probably.
And then I just caught it on the edge of the counter here this morning, and I'm bleeding all over the place. But I'll be all right. If you're within the sound of our voice... You are a nurse. Come to my aid.
Or anyway. A candy striper. Do those still exist anymore?
I don't know. Do hospitals still have candy stripers?
Candy striping still a thing?
Volunteer youngsters who want to be a nurse someday?
I never heard of that, but...
What?
Candy striper?
Is that an old-fashioned thing?
It wasn't on the list for bad majors in college.
No, it's probably a good major.
So, you know, yeah.
Candy striping.
Nursing school is a good idea. Yeah. We need nurses.
They call them candy stripers because they used to wear red and white striped uniforms.
What do they call that? Seersucker?
Yes. Okay. Almost yes. Like a pinafore
okay.
over their clothing so that they would be like indicated that they were volunteers and not nurses.
Yes.
Anyway.
So this has turned into a fashion statement, not just the candy striper uniform, but my electrical tape Band-Aid on my finger.
My friend is texting me that her dad does the same thing. Band-Aids are for wusses.
Oh, so electrical tape is cool?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks. What's
your
name?
You're in style now.
Emily.
Hey, Emily, thanks. I feel
my
good.
My dad always uses electrical tape. You don't need a Band-Aid. Real men use electrical tape.
Oh, cool, because if my dad were still alive, he'd say, you don't even need electrical tape. Rub some dirt on it. I mean, wow, that sounds healthy, Dad. Thanks. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Why does he say you can't spell us without me? That doesn't make any sense. I'm kind of disappointed in that.
Don't make me think that hard after a late night last night.
It was such a late night last night that I'm having a hard time clinking glasses this morning. It's like...
We did talk about a little hair of the dog.
So I'm thinking, this is not wine glasses clinking.
Are we launching into space?
I don't know. The computer is like acting up today. I punched in our spyglass sound effect and this is what came out.
And it sounds like pigs in space.
Yes, it does. Marshall Tucker Band and Molly Hatchet coming to the Spyglass Ridge Winery on Friday. And we want you to be a VIP. That sounds kind of like wine glasses clinking, he said, in an interesting tone.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
I tried. What can I say? I tried.
I like it. Caller 4 right now.
That's right. Caller 4 on the Ford Fun Line for VIP access to another Spyglass concert. That's this Friday, 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
We have another winner.
94KX. This is caller 4 on the Ford Fun Line.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Where are you calling from?
Muncie.
Muncie. What's going on in Muncie today?
Not a whole lot. Enjoying the day.
Okay, well, something's going to be going on for you Friday night. You're on the way to Spyglass.
Cool.
That's right. The Marshall Tucker Band and Molly Hatchet are coming to Tom Webb's backyard, and you are in VIP style with food catered from Honor Roll, beer and wine, and front seat seating, like front stage seating. Woo! It's good stuff.
Yes.
Awesome.
That's my jam. I've decided that's my jam. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with Khalid Talk. His new CD's got John Mayer on it. It was a bonus for me.
I can just see you.
I got excited.
It's your two boys.
Cruising in your Mustang with that blasting.
That's what I was doing last weekend.
Oh, boy.
The track is called I Can't Get Her Out of My Head or Out of My Head or whatever. And it's Khalid and John Mayer. Oh, my God. It was a beautiful moment for me. You guys just do the birthday buddies and I'm going to.
Do you need a moment?
Yeah, I need a moment.
You're going to have to sit down for a second.
Yeah, let me sit down over on the couch with intern Jordan and. Can we just talk, intern Jordan, talk about, never mind. Let's do the celebrity birthdays first. Ariana Grande, news guy, Match Girls, 26 years old today.
Oh, yeah.
26.
My favorite person ever.
Ariana Grande ranks right up there with Katy Perry on Matt the News Guy's list.
Yes.
See, and I'd like to get to the bottom of this someday, news guy, Matt, because I'm a very old man. I'm a very wretched old man, and I love Ariana Grande. I love her. What's the problem?
I don't know. I just...
What's the problem? You're going to be okay?
She just annoys me, right. Like Katy Perry.
I mean, I have underwear older than Ariana Grande, and I still
Lord
love her.
Lord have mercy.
I don't know if we needed
to know that one, but all okay.
Right. Are there other singers who are celebrating birthdays today? Patti Smyth? It's not Smith. Some people say Smith.
Smyth.
It's Smyth. She's 62 today. She was the lead vocalist for the band Scandal.
I am the warrior.
There you go. Chris Isaak is 63 today. He always used to get on my nerves.
Really?
Wicked Game. Oh.
No, I know.
Hey, Chris, shut up. All right, here's another one. Here's one you might not recognize. Mm-hmm. Mick Jones. It sounds like one of the Rolling Stones or whatever, right?
I don't know who that is.
Mick Jones, 64 years old. He's the guitarist for The Clash. Rock the Casbah.
There
you go.
Anybody our favorite
else?
Song.
All right, here's one you definitely won't recognize. Billy Davis Jr. is 81 years old today. One of the original members of the Fifth Dimension. Would you like to fly in my beautiful balloon? Anything?
Wow, that's throwing it back there, man.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, those are the musical birthdays. We're not going to be inspired by any of those?
No, it's okay. Yeah. I won't torture poor Matt by singing anything from Ariana Grande.
I appreciate that.
So we'll just do the normal, super excited, happy Wednesday morning. It's time for Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies!
There you go.
Jim Groninger was even in on that. Did you hear him? He yelled birthday buddies at the top of his lungs. That's great. Hey, happy birthday to Betsy Moll. She's from Selins Grove. She's 75 years old today.
Ooh, a very happy birthday to Jeff Bedell. He's 56.
Lori Pyle from Strong is 46 today. Happy birthday.
Connie Clouser is 45 today. Happy birthday.
Jennifer Kerstetter from Selins Grove is 42.
Michelle Schaefer from Sunbury, nifty 50 today. Happy birthday.
Wow. Dixie Deibler from Northumberland is 66 today. Hi, Dixie.
Karen Walker from Sunbury is 71.
Peggy Burgess is 69. Happy birthday.
And how often do you have two Dixies and the birthday buddies?
Not very often.
No.
Yeah. Dixie Kramer from Middleburg is 55 today.
Oh, they're 10 years apart.
Yeah.
That's
two Dixies,
cool.
How about two that? Different counties.
Kathy Cotter is 43 today.
Tina Hoffman is 47. Happy birthday.
Kenneth Erdman from Mifflintown is 48.
And Tricia Hart from West Milton is 48. Happy birthday.
Taking a look at the, nope. We don't have any birthdays on the text club. Tisk, tisk. It's the easiest way to get your birthday
on. Yes, indeed. And there are many ways that you can get a birthday on with Tom and Laura in the morning. You can message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Text us at 49330 or give us a call on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning, right around 7:30, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:47. We love Tom and Laura Live, a chance for the community to come in the studio and talk about events coming up. Hello, mudda. Hello, fada. It's time. Hey, pine nodders. It's time to be pine mudders. Is that the way to say it, Jim?
Pine mudders. That is correct.
Jim Groninger is here. How many years are we pine mudding?
This is actually our eighth year. Mm-hmm. Ann August has started this for the Norrie Borough. It's going to be just an absolutely insane time.
Now, for people that don't know what it is.
I was going to say, So we have to explain because everyone knows Pine Nodder Park and Pine Nodder Days. But Jim, what is the Pine Mudder for folks tuning in who might not have heard about it before?
It's an absolutely insane time for the ages of 4 through 13. I mean, you're going to do crazy things. I guarantee you must bring a towel for the ride home, an extra pair of shoes, and a change of clothes might not be a bad idea for both you and the kids.
Because mom and dad don't want to strap you to the top of the SUV.
Are you ready? Straight from the flyer for the event that we'll share on the 94KX Facebook page.
Okay.
Fair warning, your kids will get muddy. Fair warning.
Muddy, we are going to bring in a triaxle of mud.
Where does one even find a triaxle of mud?
Hey, pine nodders are very resilient. We find things. Okay.
Well, and see, they've had to drive around all the back roads surrounding Northumberland recently that they know exactly where the muddy spots are.
Probably found a good mud hole somewhere out there, yeah.
The sewer plant is right across the street, but I'm just saying.
Hey, you know what? It breaks it down to an old tradition. Kids used to go out and play in the mud back in the old days, and then it kind of went away. Now it's back for 8 years, thanks to the pine mudder.
Yes, it's a great time to bring your kids out to let them just have an absolutely crazy time. Yeah. I mean, we start you off with a 20-foot slip and slide.
Awesome.
Oof, nice.
Okay. I wish the age range extended to include 36-year-olds.
Can we see a senior division someday, Jim?
Parents are more than welcome to run along with their kids.
Okay, sounds good. So we start with the slip and slide, and then we just mud it up?
From there, you're going to have all kinds of obstacles. You're going to run over, run through, run around, hop around, and then you're going to hit that 20-foot long triaxle full of mud.
Wow, that's awesome. And this is not a timed event. It's not competitive. It's basically just to go out, get muddy, have fun, and support a great cause. Right, Jim?
Yeah, no ribbons, no trophies. We want it to be just about pure fun, pure challenge. You can run with your sibling. You can have a good time. You can encourage each other.
Nice.
Fun. Amazing. Fun. Just muddy, fun, for a good muddy fun. Not good clean fun, good dirty fun.
Good dirty fun.
I do highly recommend, though, that you pre-register, that you go to Pine Mudder on Facebook, that you download or print off the registration.
Okay.
There's 150 kids coming to this thing. If you want to stand in line with 150 other parents, then don't pre-register.
But I'm sure you want to pre-register.
You want to pre-register.
We will make it easy for you to pre-register. We'll share all of the information on the 94KX Facebook page. And the mud event, the Pine Mudder, is this Sunday. And what time does registration start?
Hey, we start you off at 1 o'clock. We have a team stretch at 1:30 to get you cranked up and ready. And 2 o'clock is go time.
Awesome.
Go time in the mud. Jim, thanks for coming in. You're just something.
Oh, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX News, Sports, and AccuWeather on the way next. Maybe you're driving to work. Hey, pay attention. Are you driving to work? Pay attention.
Okay. We're listening.
All right. Well, not you guys. You're not driving to work. Did you ever do this? Are you doing it right now, people listening to the radio? A new survey found that 27% of us zone out while driving.
Oh.
Like you just, do you ever have like, you're thinking, oh, what do I have to do tonight? And you're thinking, oh, hey, I'm driving.
Or else you get on autopilot and you know you're supposed, like you're heading one direction, but then like autopilot kicks
something
in,
takes over,
and you like go the opposite way because that's what you're normally used to doing. You're like, oh shoot, I forgot I was supposed to turn right instead of left.
That's happened to me twice this week, actually, where I'm on autopilot and I wanted to go like to 4th Street and I'm coming down Market Street in Sunbury and I turn left to go home on the island because that's what I normally do. And I'm like, oh, wait, I got to go back this way.
You're right. After my knee surgery, I had a doctor's appointment just to see if everything was okay. I drove to the PT place.
Oopsies.
I was on my way there and I'm like, where am I going? I have to go to the doctor's office. So it does happen. And there is a difference between zoning out and autopilot, but they're both still dangerous. Here's a couple other random facts, we'll call them. 90% of us think we're good drivers, when 22% of us actually know we're not.
At least those 22% are honest.
Right.
Here's the thing. Everyone has good and bad qualities when it comes to their driving. Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No one is a perfect driver.
You're absolutely That's true. Right. I'm a very good offense and defensive driver, but I just drive too fast. So basically, just get the heck out of my way and everybody's going to be
oh,
fine.
Oh, my Lord, Tom.
That's not
safe. I tend to be a more of a defensive driver.
Huh? I'm more defensive, too.
Whereas that I take after a member of my family in that aspect, but then other members of the family are offensive drivers.
Yeah.
And then we comment back and forth.
Oh, that comes into play mm-hmm. here. 49% of us get distracted while driving, and we're not talking about texting, although that's bad. We're talking about eating, using our phones for other reasons than texting. Mm-hmm. Like, I wonder if this road is closed. Seals my app. Hey, you're driving. And smoking. Smokers bother me. Like when they're in front of you and they open up the window and throw the cigarette out of you.
I'm always paranoid that my car is going to catch fire if I yes. run over a cigarette Same. That's still lit. It's
Same. Like, is my car going to blow up because I run over a lit cigarette?
I just threw a lit cigarette at my car. Come on now. Let's be nice. Or, God forbid, I've been behind people that threw their drink out because they were done, their cup or their bottle. That's terrible. Anyway, 49% of us have a family member or a friend that makes them feel unsafe when they're riding with
yeah.
them. That's my mom. My mom, God bless her. Mama Morganzo's 82.
Does she still drive?
She probably shouldn't.
Okay. Yeah,
she
does.
Oh, wow.
She goes to the beautician on Thursday, and then she goes to the cemetery after to see my dad.
Okay.
And then senior citizen shopping day at the SureSave.
The SureSave.
That's Tuesday.
The good old SureSave.
Tuesday is senior citizens day, both at Boyer's and the SureSave.
There you go. So Tuesday and Thursday, Mama's on the road. And every time
visit
her Ford Fusion has maybe one or two new dents.
A little ding.
And I go, Mom, what happened here? Oh, somebody must have hit me. Or you hit somebody.
Oh, boy.
And finally, this is an interesting stat, and again, Matt touched on it earlier. Honesty is the best policy. 1 out of 7 of us don't think we would pass the driving test if we had to take it again.
Oh, my.
Interesting.
I have a very unpopular opinion.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
I think that you should have to retake your driver's test once you reach a certain age.
I agree, but
that's just me.
A lot of people don't agree with that, and that's why we don't. And that's why my mom is still driving at 82.
And there it is.
News is next. Ask Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, getting lucky with Daft Punk and Pharrell. 4th of July, just around the corner. They're starting to celebrate in Lewisburg already. We're going to be a big part of that. I'd love when people, well, maybe I don't love it, but I take great interest in it. When everybody tries to work in like some kind of angle on it,
whether
it be a furniture store or a car dealer, we've got a lot of them here. A car dealership in Alabama,
mm-hmm.
Alabama. They've got a sweet deal coming to you for the 4th of July. Are you ready for the combo?
Probably not.
We're going to be celebrating July 4th a little bit differently this year. Everyone that comes into our dealership and purchases a new pre-owned or certified pre-owned car, truck, or SUV, they're also going to get a Bible, an American flag, and also a 12-gauge shotgun.
It's tough to sell here, obviously, in Chatham, Alabama. We're not in a big market, and this has given us a platform to reach a lot more people and sell a lot more cars. So, yes, this has really given us the opportunity to talk to customers we previously couldn't reach.
So if you could go to that small town in Alabama and buy a new or used car, you'll also get an American flag, a Bible, and a 12-gauge shotgun.
I mean, sign me up.
Wait, what?
Why not? That's a bargain.
Really?
What a combo. Some good all-American muscle, right? In the form of a car.
Yeah.
The good book.
Yeah, the good book.
A flag so that you don't have to get a new one to fly on the 4th of July.
America. Yeah.
And who doesn't want a 12-gauge? She says with sarcasm.
Thank you. Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
Forget this. A new study found that drinking coffee can help burn fat. America was like, great, I'll have 2 mocha frappuccinos with whipped cream and sprinkles.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. News is coming up next, sports and AccuWeather. Tis the season for the neighborhood lemonade stand. You ever drive through the neighborhood and see that kid? I'm a sucker for that.
So am I.
Like, I'm such a stooge. Like, I'll see some kid, hey, Mr. Lemonade. Sure, I give the kid a 20. I have a cup of warm lemonade.
20.
We don't have enough.
20. Wow. Sheesh, you're generous.
Wow. We don't have enough change. They got their little shoebox or their piggy bank. And I might keep it. You guys are adorable. Get in the car and drive away.
I feel like lemonade prices have skyrocketed, though, at the neighborhood lemonade stands recently. Now it's like $2 as opposed to a quarter.
Yeah.
Or even a nickel.
And the kid's got a good, the kid has a marketing mind.
No one
now.
Wants you a nickel. Like,
that's true. Yeah.
Like the kids have marketing minds, too. When they when you go, yeah, sure, I'll take a lemonade. How much? $2. Whoa, $2, that's a lot. Hey, you don't like it? Go to Sheetz. It's like, oh, thanks, little Billy. But anyway, times have definitely changed. Did you ever have a lemonade stand when you were a kid?
Yes.
I see. Somehow I knew that. You and your little sister selling lemonade?
Actually, myself and my buddy Sean, who grew up down the street from me, we kind of started like a little lemonade empire.
This is not
and
surprising.
Incorporated.
Yeah. So you didn't have a lemonade stand. You probably had like a
We had
chain.
Kids working for us, yes.
What did they do? Make the lemonade and home deliver it?
No, they basically, well, we would deliver to those residents of the Philippine development.
Upcharge too, in addition to said lemonade
No,
charge?
It was not an upcharge.
There's no upcharge.
There was no convenience fees. But we definitely kind of like if other stands popped up, we went over and we may or may not have like hustled them a little bit.
Really? Corporate takeover, huh? Is that
Sheesh.
It? Wow. How about you, Matt? You grew up in the Poconos. Poconos is a great place to grow up. Your lemonade probably could have been $10 a glass.
Well, especially where I lived, yes. But actually, I didn't do that.
You never did?
I never did a lemonade stand. I was too busy as a scout selling popcorn.
Okay, yeah, the Boy Scouts have their own things.
Yeah.
You missed out, man.
I grew up in the poor section.
I kind of wish I did that.
Did you have one or no?
I grew up in the poor section of South Wilkes-Barre, right? So I remember we tried it once, me and my older sister.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Oh, boy.
And we made Kool-Aid because we didn't have lemonade. And then once we made the Kool-Aid, we discovered we didn't have any sugar either. So we emptied out what was left in the sugar bowl, which meant my dad didn't have sugar for coffee the next day. So
I bet he wasn't happy about that. Yeah.
So instead of your usual, whatever, 2 cups of sugar in the, it was maybe a quarter cup or a half cup. And people would come up and say, oh, they're you cute little kids selling Kool-Aid. This stuff tastes awful. So we went out of business real quick. But I guess what I'm getting to here is, did you know that in 36 states in the United States, having that lemonade stand is illegal?
Do you know what? I feel like recently there was a news story.
Right.
That when
kid who got busted.
Yeah, who got busted. And it went slightly viral because the mom was like, it's a kid. Like, calm down.
Yeah,
and they needed permits or something.
Right, they needed marketing permits. What is wrong with local government?
Exactly, yeah.
It's a kid selling Kool-Aid so he could buy a new pair of kids.
Exactly, or that ant farm or something.
I'm telling you what, we really had the market cornered in my neighborhood, though, because we would sell Country Time lemonade.
Yes.
By the way, Country Time,
pink and yellow.
But then we also would make like those friendship bracelets, maybe get rid of a couple of our toys. But then we would like buy and sell. I'm telling you.
That's smart right there.
I'm telling you, Sean and I had like the market cornered on Pine Avenue.
Wow. Silver Moon's on the phone. They want to know how you got started.
I have to say, why are you doing this for a living?
You got your lemonade, you got your yard sale, you got your antiques.
Matthew and Kevin up the street also helped. We had a fleet. I'm telling you.
You're amazing.
No, I'm not.
I'm not surprised by any of this at all.
All I was doing is selling bad Kool-Aid, and the neighbors are like, this tastes like crap.
And Laura's running her own lemonade stand. She probably could run her own lemonade firm at this point.
I was the quieter brains behind the operation. Sean was like the front man.
The front man. He was.
Boy. He's tall. And now he's tall. He lives in Virginia.
Yeah. Okay. But,
neighborhood. We were nuts.
By the time I was like 10 years old, I figured the best thing is to do it. Put a little bourbon in the Kool-Aid. And then everybody was like liking it a whole lot more.
See, now that's illegal.
That would be illegal. Yes.
However, I get to this. 36 states in the United States.
Is Pennsylvania one of them?
I don't know. We should check
that.
We should
Google.
That's a good point. But guess who's coming to the rescue? Country Time.
Oh, yay.
There
we go. Great new summer promotion.
Lemonade is still illegal. When you sell it at a lemonade stand, what could be the problem? Oh, right. Fines, fees, and other bureaucratic baloney. It's time to legalize lemonade. Contact your local rep. Spread the word. Use word of mouth, social media, fax. Whatever it takes to get lemonade legalized in all 50 states. Take a stand for lemonade stands. Find out more on how to change laws in your state at countrytimelegalaid.com.
CountryTimeLegalAid.com is where you go to voice your opinion on illegal lemonade stands.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Pennsylvania?
It's illegal, and this is from NBC Philadelphia. Now, this goes back a ways. It's in 2017. Joe Hagan discovered that selling lemonade is illegal for anyone over the age of 16. I guess he was a little bit older than the typical age. But if you're under the age of 16, it's legal.
Okay, that's a good compromise.
Fred Keller's coming in later this week. Let's talk to him.
Okay, we'll do that.
News is next. Tom and Laura in the morning. Let's get this party started. Well, it already started in Lewisburg. They're doing that bike race. Oh, wait, it's not a race. It's a bike. It's a bike ride.
It is. It's a bike ride.
It's just a simple bike ride, but it's a long bike ride.
It is. They are traversing to then end in Lewisburg.
Yes.
On Saturday, just in time for the 4th of July celebration that sort of kicks or culminates this week of activities in Lewisburg.
I think it's an all-inclusive bike ride as well, and like all kinds of bicycles in it. It's just kind of neat. Veterans in it. And that's what this whole celebration in Lewisburg is all about as we celebrate veterans. The Union County Parade is Saturday. Are we going to do that thing? Or
yes, we are.
Are we?
Me, you, and Murphy.
Murphy, the morning show dog, is going to be in the KXUV with us?
He will be in his patriotic finest.
Oh, boy. People, you have to turn out for this. What does this mean? Does this mean maybe a scarf or a hat or a t-shirt?
I'm feeling a bandana, like the three of us have matching bandanas, maybe sort of like Bruce Springsteen style, like Born in the USA. We need some good patriotic stuff going on. You can drive. Murph and I'll sit shotgun, but then maybe we'll walk a little bit and then get in and out. Depending, it's going to be a little warm.
Intern Jordan, you in on this?
She's shaking her head, yes.
Get her a
bandana. Jordan can come.
The more the merrier. How many people can we fit in the KXUV? 20, 30?
At least
50?
20.
Okay. Everybody in.
And we go slow enough that I don't think we need the seat belts.
I don't think so either. The Lewisburg Parade, I think, is my favorite. Now, I don't want people to start calling up and saying, how about the Catawissa Halloween Parade?
I love the Catawissa Halloween Parade.
There are a lot of good parades, but 4th of July, it's just all about Lewisburg. Look for us in the parade. News guy Matt will be doing the broadcast on television.
Along
with
Kevin Herr. Yep, he was just in here. Where'd he go?
Our sports voice. Yeah, he'll be in. He'll be there. And also, the fireworks. You know, that's what wraps it all up. And they come from Wolf Field, and they're sponsored by Wise Markets. But enhance those fireworks by catching the Blaze Alexander Ford Fireworks soundtrack. And it's only right here.
That's awesome. KX. So you and I are in the parade in the morning. Mm-hmm. Sean Carey will be then hosting the fireworks at Wolf Field in the evening.
Hey, this weekend is big.
I'm excited. This week is big.
This whole week has been big with 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Wrapping up another show on a school night. We did pretty good this morning, didn't we?
Yes, we did. We did okay.
Sean Carey's next.
I'm a little tired.
Is Sean here yet? I hope he is.
I think he is.
Okay. There's a guy.
I'm assuming he is.
There's a guy, one of the nicest guys in the world, who had a great time last night. He was like a little boy on Christmas Day.
Here's the thing. He's a fan.
He's a hard fan.
He's a hardcore fan of Chicago. And I had a moment with Sean. We were dancing and singing together. It was great.
It was like one of them old 70s variety shows or something.
Mm-hmm. It was amazing. I'm actually impressed because he stayed later than we did. I mean, we were in it to win it. But then, like, as they were kind of wrapping up their second set, we were like, okay, we got to go home. Like, we got to wake up at 4 a.m. Yep. Sean was like, I'm staying till the bitter end. He's staying all night.
He's probably at the coffee pot right now as we speak.
I think that's exactly where he is. Jordan, do you want to check? Okay, thanks.
She's out. Hey, coming up tomorrow morning, we're going to talk about the best sandwich in Central PA or Sunbury?
Sunbury. We're going to talk about a sandwich stroll. It's Sunbury Revitalization Incorporated's annual sandwich stroll where you get to eat and judge the sandwiches for a good cause.
And that's what we'll be doing. Also on the way, more VIP tickets to Marshall Tucker Band and Molly Hatchet at Spyglass on Friday. It's all tomorrow morning right here for you.
That's right. Everybody have a great Wednesday.
Have a good day.
See ya.
Bye.